It is Austin Packer Football Rewind, a season-ending version of Austin Packer Football Rewind here on MyAustinMinnesota.com. As I'm Jason Brandt, News and Sports Director here at AM 1480 KAUS and MyAustinMinnesota.com. And our special guest, as always, the head coach of the Austin Packer football team, Ed Schmidt. And Ed, always a sad time when a season comes to an end, but obviously we look ahead to brighter days next year, or brighter days in here next year when hopefully we get started on time and everything runs like it's supposed to here for football. Obviously that wasn't the case here this year with COVID-19 and the season first pushed into the spring, then moved back to the fall, but then sadly, of course, COVID-19 has reared its ugly head, and the way it sounds, there might not be any football after the governor gets talking tonight. But all that aside, the Packers hosting Northfield for the fifth place game in Section 1-5A last night. We were talking before we came on here, Ed, that a lot of young players getting a trial by fire last night due to some injuries, and I thought they gave a really good count of themselves last night. The kids played hard and were in it really until just about the end of the game.
Yeah, that was my message after the game. I don't want anyone hanging their heads. The effort we showed last night, like I told them, was probably the best effort I've seen the team in the last 3-4 games. Very proud about that. All over the offense and defense, we had whether it was young guys or inexperienced guys, and again, it's no excuse or anything like that. We try to prepare everybody. You're one guy away from being a starter, so be ready to go. But I told Jack after he threw that last interception there to kind of seal the game for them. Don't hang your head. You played well for your first varsity start. We had some drop passes. We had some opportunities where we thought we could score there. But to me, it was a great learning moment for a lot of those sophomores and juniors that got in the game.
Yeah, very much so, Ed. And I think it started right away that you guys have to start on your own 3-yard line after the opening kickoff was bobbled a bit, and you work your way out to the 26, but then a fumble gives the ball to Northfield. But here, like you just said, your team really showed its mettle right after that by forcing a fumble of their own and getting the ball right back. So obviously that was an encouraging sign really right off the bat last night.
Yeah, I thought the defense did a really good job. On offense, we didn't put them in the best situations all the time. But they played really well. Jess did a really good job, and the defensive coaches get the kid ready to go. Doing some things that identifying what Northfield was planning to run at certain times, and we go through individual kids, and they did well on defense. I was really proud of their effort.
Yeah, that and even more so that sometimes in the Big Nine, or I should say in the Big Southeast District, that you see offenses that you don't see that often, and I don't know if the Packers have ever seen a real wishbone attack with two tight ends, and that was more so in the second half, I guess. But it was kind of an interesting wrinkle that Northfield threw in, and unfortunately for us, their running game really kind of held sway in the second half. But something you don't see every day, the old-fashioned wishbone attack with two tight ends.
Yeah, they basically went to something that they didn't do a lot during the season. Obviously that's kind of their power thing, making sure they got guys blocked. Our defensive line, we got a little pressure on them. We made some tackles in the backfield, tackles for loss, which is always a great thing to see in the stats. Their number one receiver, number 88, who's a good ball player.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. Blake Smith did a phenomenal job on him. Blake's a junior, going to return next year. I thought he had a really good season this year for us, for coming into the season, and I had him targeted as one of our receivers, and worked his way through and started on the defense and did a really good job. I think the one completion that 88 had was on Manny Guy, who got the start as a sophomore on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And after watching film, it looked like they gave a little push off there, kind of a veteran on the young guy.
Yep.
Little move there, but Manny did a really good job, and it was his opportunity to play against some big guys too. So, again, you walk away, I told the kids last night that after the breakdown, it's okay for the student to be sad a little bit, but when you get off the field, make someone smile, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's not leave, you know, with our heads down, be proud. We're always happy to be an Austin Packer, and, it's just another block into the program we're trying to build.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I guess another story, kind of backtracking to the first half, Ed, that we were talking before we came on here, that I had you guys running 44 plays in the first half to 15 for Northfield. And, I guess two things there. Number one, that obviously we were able to move the ball in the first half. I thought very well. Mason O'Connor had his best night running the football for your squad last night since coming in the John Marshall game. But then you also have to give credit to Northfield's defense. They were able to come up with stops when they needed, and a couple of field goal attempts did not work out for the Packers last night. But, it was encouraging to see obviously your squad move the ball, but unfortunately Northfield had the answers when it counted most.
Yeah, we lose a Tegan that didn't play.
Yeah.
Not only do you lose your veteran quarterback, you lose your field goal holder.
Mm-hmm.
And then our backup holder was Tommy Fritz, who got injured in the second quarter.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And when you look at high school football, you don't have a lot of time for special teams. Not only running the special teams, kicking field goals, things like that, which we work on every single week. But holders, they're kind of the rarities.
Yes, they are.
Kids that will do it, kind of spin around after practice. But when the lights are on, we're searching for kids to, hey, can you hold? Can you mm-hmm. you can do it? And we tried a couple of different kids, and whether it was a bad snap or it went through their hands, we're not looking down on those kids because they gave their best effort. So things just didn't work out, and. Just something we have to improve upon. Next year's maybe four guys better.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ed, that's in any level of football. I mean, goodness, look at the Vikings on Monday night. That their special teams play was absolutely awful, snapping everything, and I think that's true for any level of football. That even pro teams don't have a lot of long snappers and holders just waiting around, waiting to do that job. And it's not an easy. It's not an easy thing to do.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's people think it looks pretty simple to do, but it's to get the ball down and turned in time so the laces aren't being kicked.
Yeah.
It's quite the trade.
Yeah, it certainly is. And like you said, though, that nothing for the kids to hang their heads about last night, that's for sure. They gave it their all, and obviously that was your message after the game. But then I'm sure another one, Ed, is that, a lot of guys are going to go on and hopefully play some more sports here this year. But irregardless of the situation, that obviously to get the guys in the weight room and, get bigger, faster, stronger, and get ready for next season. Was that one of your messages too last night, Ed?
We have the junior varsity tournament equipment today, so I'll kind of go through that stuff with junior varsity today.
Okay.
The varsity is on Friday. We'll get their stuff back, meet with them. Again, with COVID, now that it's, like you said, rearing its ugly head again, I don't know what we'll have as far as, weight room, when we can start getting in there.
Yeah.
This whole summer, we went in the weight room. Coach Bodie did a great job with the strength and conditioning. It's fine. Things down at Westcott, we could work out outside, things to do. So it'd be great to do. I'm hoping to use the dome for some football time to get some speed and agility.
Mm-hmm.
We need a lot of work with that. So those are kind of things we're looking at right now as far as what and when we can set the program up.
Well, like I just said, kind of finally here, that hopefully things are as they should be here when it comes around next summer when football gets started, we hope anyway, and we pray in a way that that's going to be the situation. And, Ed, it's been an absolute blast to be with the Packers here throughout this season and to have you with us on the pregame shows and also, of course, here on Austin Packer Football Rewind, a new feature here this year on myaustinminnesota.com. Again, a big thanks from myself to you, your staff, your players. Again, it's always a fun ride, and like I said, sad when it comes to an end. But that's football and that's sports, and we move on, and we'll look ahead here again to next year. But again, a lot of fun, Ed. Thanks for the ride, and we're looking forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely, always a pleasure. And what we're trying to do here is build our program from the ground up, and it's just another stepping stone. And I hope people don't think that winning one game or two games last year is fits well with us, because it doesn't. There's many sleepless nights that you sit and wonder and kind of kick yourself of the coulda, woulda, shouldas. But again, after last night, I feel good with where our kids are at. We'll build upon that. We'll sit down and meet as coaches through the offseason, look at our strengths. This is what we got to do to get better. And that's even as coaches. We have to improve in areas overall, whether it's watching film or just coaching our guys up. So we take this seriously. This is a year-round job. Football is not just there. We start in June and we've kind of done it November. I'm ready to get back to work and get things ready to go for the program. Yeah. So always a pleasure talking to you guys, and I appreciate everything you guys do for us and the parents as well. We have a great booster club, great parents overall. I got a couple of texts last night from parents talking about just keeping your head up and things will get better. And I truly appreciate that. For the seniors this year, bottom of my heart, some kids gave 4 years of their life to us, and it was a blast having them. Some kids came out for the first time this year. Mm-hmm. It was a blast having them. So we appreciate everything we've got, everything we do, and the kids and their effort. So, again, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate everything the kids and the parents have done for this program.
Well, that's for sure. And, again, we echo that sentiment too here, Ed. And like I said, it's been a blast to be with you here throughout the season and the Packers. And, again, like I said, we look ahead to next year when hopefully things are back more toward normal and things are normal for the high school football season and all sports here, we hope, coming up here for this year and then, of course, ahead to next year. But, Ed, again, always a pleasure to have you with us here on AM 1480 KUS and MazdaMinnesota.com. Like I said, we'll talk to you again soon, and looking forward to another great year next year. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.